Lecture to Art Students by Oscar Wilde, 1883, read by Damien Hess. In the lecture which it is my privilege to deliver before you tonight, I do not desire to give you any abstract definition of beauty at all, for we who are working in art cannot accept any theory of beauty in exchange for beauty itself, and, so far from desiring to isolate it in a formula appealing to the intellect, we, on the contrary, seek to materialize it in a form that gives joy to the soul through the senses. We want to create it, not to define it. The definition should follow the work. The work should not adapt itself to the definition. Nothing, indeed, is more dangerous to the young artist than any conception of ideal beauty. He is constantly led by it either into weak prettiness or lifeless abstraction, whereas to touch the ideal at all you must not strip it of vitality. You must find it in life and recreate it in art. While then, on the one hand, I do not desire to give you any philosophy of beauty, for what I want tonight is to investigate how we can create art, not how we can talk of it. On the other hand, I do not wish to deal with anything like a history of English art. To begin with, such an expression as English art is a meaningless expression. One might just as well talk of English mathematics. Art is the science of beauty, and mathematics the science of truth. There is no national school of either. Indeed, a national school is a provincial school merely. Nor is there any such thing as a school of art, even. There are merely artists, that is all. And as regards histories of art, they are quite valueless to you unless you are seeking the ostentatious oblivion of an art professorship. It is of no use to you to know the date of Perugino or the birthplace of...